Just as a disclaimer to anyone who's listening, we are not beer experts. We are beer fans. So if you're looking for experts, this ain't for you, probably. Not yet, anyway. We'll figure it out, though.
Podcast. We don't normally say welcome, sir. Threw myself off.
Yeah, you kind of messed with the rhythm a little bit. You want to try again?
Yeah.
You want to give it another?
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, everybody?
You want me to go? You want me to?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What's?
Hey, you guys.
Yeasty Boys podcast.
I'm Jason Tate.
Aaron Miller here.
Today,
we're drinking the Dead Blow Tropical Stout with starter coffee from who, Jason?
Braxton Brewing.
Braxton Brewing.
Covington. Which is Nolan, Kentucky.
Real close to Cincinnati, right? Yep,
quite close. We've had a lot of Braxton beers in our time. I think we might have had, we did the cream ale, maybe, Storm Cream Ale on one episode, but it was also, we did another beer that episode.
I think it was our Oktoberfest episode.
And we did the Grater's, which was a collab with the Braxton and Grater's ice cream.
I do remember that one. You had that sweet pick with the ice cream.
It was pretty good, too. I still have some of those.
The ice cream?
Yeah, well, not the ice cream. I ate that ice cream.
You still have some of the beer?
Yep.
From months ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Very nice.
Aging.
Is that what your goal is?
No, I just haven't drank it yet.
Because we loved that thing, didn't we? I think we gave it
pretty good.
Great reviews.
I need to bring it over here. Maybe we can drink it. Anyways, Starter Coffee. I haven't been to Starter Coffee, though. Presumably, that's a coffee shop and potentially, I guess, a roastery.
Yeah.
I would assume also in Covington. So,
Braxton. What's the difference in a roastery and a coffee shop?
Well, a coffee shop serves coffee and, assuming that they're also a roastery, they roast their own coffee beans.
Oh, okay.
So this is made with starter coffee beans, presumably, I think, also from Covington. So Braxton's a local brewery using local coffee for this one.
And dates, brewed with dates.
Nice. You know, dates are underrated.
I enjoy a nice date.
I love a good date.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is the Dead Blow Tropical Stout with starter coffee from Braxton.
You know, brewery. I said that. Cheers. First off, let's cheers.
Cheers.
Jason's coaster followed him.
Yeah.
I said that I like dates, but I don't think I've ever had a date.
Never had a date?
I don't think so. I don't know why I said that, if I'm going to be honest. This is one of those like just appropriating things where you're just like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, you kind of just, you know,
jump with the crowd.
I'm not entirely sure what a date is, but they're sort of like
it's like a big dry grape, huh?
Like a big old dry kind of, yeah. Right?
I have no idea.
But what are they?
Never had one.
Where did dates come from? They're kind of like plums, like dried plums sort of, right?
Wait, they might be dried plums.
Is that what a date is? Well, plum is, what do they call a dried plum?
A date.
What do they call a dried grape? That's a raisin.
A raisin. Ooh, we're reinventing the wheel here.
You know?
What do they call a dried banana?
That's just a banana.
Why though?
Why does a raisin get a new name when it's dried up?
But why doesn't a banana get a new name?
You dry anything else up doesn't get a new name.
What about dried strawberries?
It's just strawberries. It's probably strange. Bad strawberries. You call them bad strawberries.
When you pickle things, sometimes like pickled okra, just pickled okra. But a cucumber, a pickle. Wait, why did a cucumber take on the pickling process's name?
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess maybe that was like the first thing they ever pickled.
Oh, maybe.
Right? Like they, because now they pickle eggs and they pickle hot dogs and bologna.
Pickled
and stuff.
Eggs?
You've never had a pickled egg, my
Wait,
guy?
Hold on. Talk. Yeah, let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
Is pickling just like soaking it in vinegar or something like that?
Yeah, man.
Really? So you soak an egg in vinegar and it's good?
You've never had a pickled egg at a bar?
I refuse to eat an egg ever at a bar. I will never be negative.
You know what? Thinking back on my life, that's probably pretty solid advice. But
unless this is like a really nice bar, right?
It's a well, typically the really nice bars aren't going to serve pickled.
I know
eggs.
Andrea got a pickle, not a, an egg in a drink at Arcadium.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, I mean, some
I judged her on that one.
Some drinks, some mixed drinks and cocktails will have egg white in them, like a bourbon sour. Well, you can have with an egg white. But I'm talking about a bar snack. Like you would have pretzels or mixed nuts at a bar. Oftentimes, certain divey bars, you know, probably like Rose and Jim's, for example.
I love Rose.
That would be
Jim's.
The kind of bar where you could be like, you know, put a $5 bill on the countertop and be like, give me a Bud Light and a couple of pickled eggs. And they probably pull out a big old jar for red vinegar and eggs. You've never seen a, you've never had a pickled egg? You've never seen pickled eggs at a bar?
I never knew that was a thing, man.
Yeah, man. But anyway, so yeah, I guess that's the pickling process. But they don't call. Don't call anything else pickles. Pickles, cucumber, pickled cucumbers are pickles.
Pickled cucumbers are pickles.
That must be because it was the first thing they pickled.
Can you deep fry an egg?
Oh, hell, you've never had like a scotch egg? Aaron, I have a whole lot to show you. You've never had like a deep fried egg, like a scotch egg?
No.
Fuck.
I'm not very cultured.
Man, we got a lot of eggs to eat, brother.
We do.
What other kind of eggs haven't you had?
I've had your deviled eggs. Oh, that's, they were good, but hideous.
Ah, man. Yeah, I really did. I really, really didn't bring it on that one.
But very good. Those, tasted amazing.
Overboiled those suckers a little bit.
Well, and this was right at the time when I had purchased a... you timing us there?
No.
this was right at the time when I had purchased a hard-boiled...
Oh, the egg...
Egg cooker. Machine?
Yep.
And it would perfectly hard boil them and they would peel really easy. And I got judged, man.
I did judged judge you. By Jason. I did judge you quite a bit.
And soon after he said, like, man, I didn't hard boil these eggs right. I was like,
shoulda.
Well,
Well, normally I boil them to perfection every time. Uh-huh. But
normally every time.
As soon as I criticize you for buying an egg cooker, I overboil my eggs. Have you seen the like the 1,000-year egg or whatever? It's like an egg that's just like boiled and then like I don't know what it's like frozen or kept somewhere for like years and years and then it's like black.
They
serve them in Japan sometimes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I haven't had one of those.
They're just really old eggs?
Yeah, just like rancid eggs.
One time we found an egg in college in our pantry.
Just an egg?
Just one egg. Somehow got in there and it had a crack in it. And it was the moldiest, smelliest thing in the world.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
So I can't imagine eating a rancid egg intentionally.
The other day, I tried to pull an egg out of the fridge to cook in a pan, and I'd forgotten that I hard-boiled a couple eggs and put them back in the container to eat. And I just like cracked it on the pan, and then I was like, oh, it's a hard-boiled egg.
Why is nothing coming out? There you go. There's your egg for the day.
Welcome to the Egg Boys podcast.
The Eggy Boy, Egg Boys?
No, the Yeasty Boys is a podcast where we drink beer and we talk about beer and we answer your questions.
That's right.
Related to and unrelated to beer. Both related to beer and unrelated to beer. As Aaron mentioned, we're having the Dead Blow Tropical Stout from Braxton with starter coffee. But we are going to do some of those questions now.
Yep.
Yeah, beer that tasty cue.
Bring it on.
I'm gonna do that just as soon as I find it. Here's the question. Comes from Reddit user Peeves Poltergeist. Thank you for your question.
Peeves Poltergeist.
Yeah, I'm just gonna call out our so-called biggest fans, Prison Mike and Pistol Pete.
Where you at?
You guys are sleeping on the job.
Did you check that email that Michael usually sends it to?
I did. Bone dry.
Wow.
Wow.
Bone dry.
Absolutely, completely unacceptable. Maybe
just
it's because
like
your
heart for this podcast. it's gone, guys.
Maybe it's because we fell off last week and they thought
could
we
be.
Were.
We slipped up.
Anyways, the question is, your job is to sell skirts for men. What advertising slogan do you go with? What do you got?
Feel the breeze.
Because
everyone loves a good breeze.
You know, I complain about this all the time. So a while back, I was at a work event with a couple of my coworkers,
mm-hmm.
and a large number of which are female. and it was an outdoor event. It was hot though, it's in the summer, but it was semi-formal. So there I am in pants.
Semi-formal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
In pants and a long sleeve shirt, because that's what you do.
Yeah, you do that.
As a man.
Yes.
And, you know, I recognize that I am afforded a lot of passive privileges as a man as I go about my life. But in this moment, I was pretty upset that I had to wear pants and a long sleeve shirt, and all of my coworkers were in dresses and skirts, and I was like, man, I sure would love to let these thighs out, you know?
You get a little envious.
Get a little breeze going in there.
Yeah.
So I think feel the breeze, that would appeal to me.
Right now, at this moment, I would enjoy a little, like my crotch breeze. Is a little toasty.
A little warm.
I wouldn't mind, if I had a skirt, I would wear it right now.
Definitely. I'd wear a skirt all the time.
And people might argue with us. They might say, think of kilts, right?
They might say, Aaron, what about kilts? What about Scottish people?
They have.
Does anyone in Scotland actually wear, do Scottish men wear, because I see them wear them at like weddings and formal events.
It's like.
It's formal wear,
it's
right?
Like Indian, Indian.
It's cultural traditional wear.
Right, so they won't wear that their day to day, but maybe if they're having like a event.
An event, it's formal wear.
Like a wedding maybe.
So you couldn't really get away with like wearing a kilt on a Tuesday to work.
Tuesday kilts.
Tuesdays. Kilts, boys. Kilts, kilts on Tuesdays.
Kilt boys.
You couldn't get away with that in the hospital.
I actually saw the other day there was a scrub skirt bottom.
Wait, skirt scrubs?
I'm guessing she was like Pentecostal or something because I've never seen that before. And that would make sense for them to right. accommodate to
a religion.
Their religious practices or whatever.
Right.
So I did see that. I was like, okay. So
you should have been like, let me get.
It's funny that you say that though, because that was the first time I ever seen it, and that was just Friday at an account I covered over in Corbin.
Funny I mentioned that. Oh, in Corbin, really?
In Corbin,
I didn't know that. Yeah, you should have been like, let me get that.
Can I?
You know, as a matter of fact,
can I get that?
The fact that you were in Corbin confirms it was definitely a Pentecostal woman because I grew up near there.
Oh, really?
So I can definitely confirm that was definitely what was going on.
Pentecostal area.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So. Yeah, feel the breeze, I feel like, would definitely appeal to me because I'm all about trying to get some airflow in there, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's all wrapped up.
Man, right now. Is it Ireland that wears kilts or is it Scotland?
Scotland. Scotland is Sorry. Traditional, I think.
My fault. They had a crazy marketing team, though.
Yeah, how did they sell the kilt?
That became a part of their tradition, you know?
Yeah.
To wear a kilt. How in the world did they manage that,
Was that a tactical thing?
Maybe just to like, maybe it was someone that hated Irish people, Scottish people.
Oh, and they were
I'll get like, it one of these days.
Tricking them into wearing kilts.
Yeah, maybe they really despised them. And they're like, we're going to get these suckers to wear skirts. And market them as something cool.
I mean, do you ever feel like your legs are trapped in like a prison made of pants? Like a pants prison?
Every day I'm in a pants prison.
Yeah. So maybe there could be slogans like, something to do with pants.
Unlimited, zero turn radius.
100 degree flexibility. 360 degree 360. Flexibility. and it would be called the
lunge pants.
Pants prison.
Instead of lounge pants, lunge print. Because you can just straight up lunge. You'll flash people.
Yeah. That could be like the slogan is like, get rid of your pants prison.
Get rid of your pants prison. I like that.
And feel the breeze. We can kind of combine it, you know, into one sort of
get rid of your pants prison and feel the breeze. Feel the breeze. I can see it now. I can see it now.
How about this one? Let me try this on you.
Okay.
Skirts for men. Room to grow.
Room to grow.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that would really get people on that because everyone wants to grow a little bit, right?
Everyone wants to grow a
little
bit.
It's your legs or other things down there.
I gotta say, you know, sometimes something happens and the landscape changes.
Uh-huh.
And it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Your dick is in like a tiny pants jail.
Right.
And you don't have that problem in a skirt, you know?
Yep.
Room to grow.
You got room to grow.
You got basically all the room
You have to be prepared for that, like that tent to be pitched in front of everyone.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the bad thing. Literally. You sort of need that kind of suppression.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe the skirt could have kind of a reinforced front area, you know.
So it just goes straight down.
Yeah, it doesn't stretch, you know. It's uh-huh. got like a metal plate in the built into the front of the skirt.
That sounds really comfortable.
Well, you know, just engineered. A thin metal plate.
It's like sheet metal, or not sheet metal. What's that called?
That's it, right? Sheet metal.
No, what's the chainmail?
Chainmail. Well, chainmail doesn't necessarily, that's not very firm though. That's flexible. True.
But it would probably weigh it down. Can we not talk?
But it's a skirt and it's got a little, like a kangaroo pouch, but on the inside.
Oh.
You just slide a piece of, you know, slide a phone book in there.
Yeah.
And that keeps
there
it,
you go.
Right? Okay. Or anything you got laying around.
Yeah.
That's sort of thin and firm and square. And you drop that in there.
And you're good.
Good to go. And you get good to go with room to grow.
Good to go with room to grow. Not right, bad.
Man. That's right. But I feel like I would definitely wear a skirt. If I wasn't so scared of the judgment. And I
You'd have to be careful how you sit. Because both of us would just
we're manspreading right now.
Exposing
that's true.
Ourselves.
Unless it was a long skirt.
That's true.
But that kind of defeats
really
the purpose.
Then you don't really
get
the
breeze. Yeah, that defeats the purpose. So you sort of have to kind of
there could be like a tilt the fan legs incorporated over. Inside of it.
You know, oh man, well, I mean, we already got a metal plate in there. Might as well add a couple fans.
And that metal plate will get toasty outside.
We got Fortnite on the phones now. We could get Fortnite in the skirt. Right?
Yeah,
skirt absolutely. Play Skyrim.
Oh yeah. I think that's
built in.
Built in Skyrim.
Okay, so let me ask you this though. You made a good point. So you kind of have to sit like this. I know this is like
or like this
audio poison because you guys can't see, but
or this.
So you'd have to cross your legs, which I got big legs, so it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Every time I see another man with like tiny legs crossing his legs, I'm like, I don't know how you do it.
I can't even talk right now.
I used to work with this guy who sat like full lotus, and I'm like, how?
Full Lotus. I don't even know what that is.
I can't even do it to show you. But, oh, man. You know, it's.
I'll never know.
Suffice to say, his legs look like a pretzel. But so you could lay.
You talking Indian style? Or that's not.
Kind of Indian
criss-cross
style.
Crisscross applesauce.
His leg goes on top of this knee, and then that leg, that foot goes on top of this knee.
Oh, I think I can do that.
Can you do that? Because I'll be real impressed.
Nope.
Close.
That's
close.
A big no.
That's a hard no.
To be fair, I'm in
no.
a swivel chair. We'll try it on the floor later.
It's not going to go any better. Anyways, so does the uncomfortability of having to sit like that outweigh the comfort of being able to wear the skirt?
You can do this.
That's not
You
so
can
bad.
Just put your legs close together. But man, do I love just
hanging
keeping,
out.
You know?
Hanging
just
hanging out.
Just putting
throwing
a leg up. Just spreading your legs as wide as they'll go without ripping a hole in your pants.
That's true. But I think ditch the prison pants and let them breathe.
Let them breathe. Feel the breeze.
And good to go with room to grow. Probably two pretty solid skirt, men's skirts slogans.
I like it.
I'd buy a skirt.
I would
for sure
definitely wreck a skirt, especially in Texas when we went to that wedding. Man, it was hot. It was 110 degrees. Can you imagine a nice skirt on 110 degree weather?
I wish I could wear a kilt at my wedding.
Kilts are thick though, aren't they?
I think they are, but still, man.
But you still get that breeze. You still feel that breeze. Do they wear underwear under that?
Sometimes.
Or is it like tradition to just like straight commando?
I feel like commando's got to be the way to go, right? Because that's how you get the full experience.
That's how you get the breeze. Yeah.
That's how you get the breeze.
Or mesh underwear.
Yeah. Let us know if you've got better skirt, men's skirt slogans.
Let's hear the slogans.
Yeah.
Do we have another cue, Jason?
We got one of those cues.
One of those cues?
Let me just get it for you, right?
Can you... Beer it
gonna get it
to me.
Beer it to you.
Beer it to me. Maybe we should pull. We should start printing these off so
I
we don't have to
I
like
lost it.
Pull them up.
Just hold on.
And
I did,
whatnot.
I did lose it.
Dun, 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 dun,
there you go.
Dun. Okay. What's your favorite smell? This comes from KB Games MJ.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
That's my Pauly Shore impression. He's going to be in Lexington soon.
KB James?
No, Pauly Shore.
I don't know who that is.
The actor?
No.
Come on, man. What's your favorite smell?
I told you I'm not a very cultured person.
I love the smell of cheese.
Cheese is so good, unless it's like fondue cheese.
I don't care what kind of cheese it is. Just cheese.
You ever smelled fondue cheese?
Yeah, man.
It smells like poop.
I've been to the Melting Pot.
Is that what it's called? Melting Pot?
What's that? Is there a restaurant called the Melting Pot?
I think so.
Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
Not about that.
For just like some hot cheese.
Not about that.
I could put a block of American
Velveeta.
Velveeta in a Tupperware in my microwave and have the same experience, boy.
You might not want to heat up cheese and Tupperware, though. Might not go over
that. Does sound slightly carcinogenic, but all I'm saying is, you know, you don't have to pay $90 to go and dip some meat and some bread and some hot cheese. You can do it at home. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
There has to be a $90 fondue maker on Amazon.
Probably cheaper than that.
Probably cheaper than that. You can buy a bidet for $30. Yeah, I ordered one.
Did you really?
No, but I thought about it. It just attaches right to the top of the toilet.
I've seen those, man. I don't know that I like trust that, though.
I'm curious.
You know? What's up? I don't know if I want to shoot like, I mean, I want a bidet. I want to experience that, but I don't know that I want to experience it from like a really cheap.
If the Amazon reviews are good.
It's true. Those are gospel, man.
Then what can you say?
What about?
My favorite smell is not a bidet, by the way. I don't know how I would go on that.
How do we work that one in there?
Go ahead.
What about you're at the ballpark?
I smell it already.
The dogs are cooking. The grass has just been mowed in that cool, the cool diagonal fashion.
Oh, I smell it.
And there's a guy yelling,
"Take me
beer, $25. Get your beer here.
$25. I've never been in a more real fantasy than this one. Yeah. That's right. That's accurate.
It's a great smell.
Oh, so it's a combination. It's not the smell of grass or the smell of beer or the smell of hot dogs.
All of those.
It's all together.
Amazing. Alone. Mm-hmm. But all together just puts you in this place where you're just like, I'm here.
You know, that's a good point because you could have just as easily said hot dogs and I would have been like, I'm with you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I never thought about smell combinations. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that olfactory kind of, you know, sort of mixing those smells together.
Mm-hmm. The ultimate mixed together one. Tell me if you're ready for this.
I'm not sure I am. I'm still kind of got chill bumps from goosebumps from the last one, but go ahead.
The oven's burning.
I like how you do these. You should do these on tape and just you know.
The oven's burning.
It's a little erotic if I'm being honest. I wish I had my pants plate, my skirt, my metal skirt. Okay, go ahead.
Some room to grow. The oven's burning. Mm-hmm. The toast is toasting.
Mm.
I should have said the bread is toasting. Let me try again.
Hey, wait, hold on. You kind of lost me. Are you toasting the bread in the oven?
Just you're with me. Just
okay.
Right. Just sit back, all enjoy.
Right. Everyone, relax.
Sit back. The oven's burning.
Mm.
350.
350 degrees.
The bread is toasting. Butter on top, mixed with garlic.
Oh,
we're cooking garlic bread.
Oh, we're cooking garlic bread.
I love the smell and taste.
Garlic bread.
Of garlic bread.
Oh, it smells so good, man.
Some G bread?
Some G bread,
dog? Give me that G bread.
Cheese and garlic on bread?
Mm.
Oh my God, I have a garlic story.
Oh, you have a story for everything.
Dog, listen.
I'm curious of your garlic story, though.
I went to Kroger. I haven't been inside of a grocery store for 6 years.
Clicklist, baby.
I just get my groceries through Clicklist.
Uh-huh.
Please sponsor us, Kroger.
Please.
That
would be amazing.
Yeah, really. But, you know, I don't understand how they make money on it. I really don't.
Because it ensures that you're going to come and buy groceries that day.
I guess, man, but like...
And Walmart offered it, so they had to offer it.
They had to do it.
They had to.
No, they had to do it to them. But... anyways, that's neither here nor there. On my Clicklist cart. So normally we get, some people are going to hate me for this, okay? And I have garlic at home. I have actual cloves of garlic that I use for certain meals. Dude, but sometimes
Kroger brand garlic bread? Well, bone apple teeth.
Bone apple titty. But I sometimes use pre-minced garlic. Comes in a little jar. And I don't got to chop up like 8 cloves of garlic.
That's what we do every time.
So much work.
So easy.
But anyways, so they had it in like a 4 ounce and a 4.5 ounce and an 8 ounce jar. So the 4.5 ounce is like that tall, mm-hmm. like a little lid, you know, about that wide around.
I think that's what we have.
Real small. Real small. Yeah. It's called Spice World minced garlic.
Pretty sure that's what we do.
Yeah. Anyways, wasn't that the name of the Spice Girls' first album, Spice World?
Somebody
was like, this could be a garlic company.
I'm not studied up on my Spice Girl albums, but...
Man, it's taken me a long time to get to this, so I'm going to cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Ordered a 4.5 ounce thing of garlic. Now, have you ever used Clickless and like when they don't have something, they try to sub it out with another thing?
Yeah, I remember you on the podcast, you mentioned something. I forget what it was.
They do it all the time. Yeah. Yeah, the guy gave us a zucchini squash. Mm-hmm. Said he couldn't find zucchini. Those are the same thing. Well, anyway, sometimes it works out like they don't have something, so they give you two of a different kind of thing, or they give you a bigger thing or something like that.
They give you the discount or whatever.
Right.
The price of the original.
Or they give it to you for free or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyways, this guy says, we didn't have the 4.5 ounce Spice World minced garlic. So, and I was expecting him to say, so we gave you the 8 ounce one, and I was already hyped, okay? I was already like, I'm about to get 3.5 extra free ounces of minced garlic.
Everyone loves that.
This motherfucker says to me, he looks me dead in the eyes and says, we didn't have the 4.5 ounce container of Spice World minced garlic, so we gave you the 32 ounce jar for the same price. It's like this big, man.
32 ounces of minced garlic?
I'm not going to need to buy garlic until I'm like 80 years old.
Yeah. Does garlic go bad?
I don't know. It will, because I'm never going to eat it all. There's so much. I'm going to have to give some garlic to my family.
For free, though?
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
I don't know, but the 4.5 ounce one was like, you know, I don't know, like $4 or something. So multiply that.
Man. You pay for convenience.
But yeah, anyways, I was so fucking high. I thought about it the whole drive home. I was like, I just scored so hard on garlic. I got like high off, you know.
Yeah.
That savings. Anyways, so garlic bread, yeah, definitely for sure.
Mm.
Great smell. Great smell.
Set me up.
Okay, check this out.
All right.
Get relaxed. Get into your space, okay? Imagine. It's been a long day. You get home. Kick back in your favorite chair with one of your buddies. And you crack open a can. Ooh. Of that Dead Blow tropical stout from Braxton.
Oh, snap.
With starter coffee beans. And it smells so good.
It smells so good.
It smells sweet like dates. How'd you like that transition?
That was absolutely good. Beautiful.
Maybe our best one.
That probably was.
Tell us about the beer, Aaron.
The back of the can says, easy does it now. This one has a serious kick
easy.
To it.
Easy. Sorry. Made me think of the song.
Oh, no worries. This one has a serious kick to it. We've taken our starter coffee blend and added it to our Dead Blow Tropical Stout during the brewing process.
Ooh, yeah, you did.
The result is the perfect balance of bitterness and sweetness paired with the delicate roast of a deliciously smooth stout.
Mm.
That's what the can says. That's exactly what the can says.
Yeah, so obviously it is a stout. I think that goes without saying.
It's very stouty.
Yeah, it's a tropical version of their Foreign Extra Stout. 80 pounds of macerated dates went into this brew. They partnered with a dry English ale yeast, which gives it kind of a sort of fruity tropical aroma. So that's where the tropical kind of thing hits you.
Have you ever had a tropical stout?
You know, I'm not sure I ever... Well, yeah, I have. I've had some like, I had a stout that was made with like some Kona blend coffee that was marketed as like a tropical stout.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, the dry English ale yeast gives it kind of a sort of a sweetness, that residual sweetness and that little kind of fruity taste you get from the dates. Dry, roasty, fruity, full bodied. Smooth though.
Full bodied.
Full bodied.
Thick.
light on the bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
7.2% alcohol by volume.
It is like one of the, like, it's the most stout I think I've ever drinking.
Yeah.
Like, it is the perfect stereotypical what you'd expect from a stout, you know?
It was 90 degrees here today, and I knew that we were doing the dead blow, and I was like, it's been a real hot day, and, you know, I could go for like a nice crisp light APA or a Pilsner or something. And I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling really like a stout, but it goes down smooth.
It's very, very smooth,
easy drinking.
Very good coffee, crisp coffee flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't think there's much else to say, man. It's a good, smooth stout.
Yep. More on our final thoughts.
Yeah.
After we do some, you know what? It's time.
It's time.
It's time to cue. Can we even call him a fan anymore?
I don't know if we can really call him a fan, but this guy, Peter. Pete, I guess he calls himself Pete R.W.
Pete R.W.
on Spotify.
W.
He makes like great music or whatever. Idiot. Anyways, he made this transition music for us. Let's go to the Shitty Relationship Advice Corner. Hit it, Pete.
Shitty Relationship Advice Corner.
Ooh,
don't fall.
This next question comes from Reddit user The Sexy Microwave.
Oh, nice.
Great username.
Uh-huh.
And a great cracking of the cold one you've done there.
Cracking of the cold one.
The Sexy Microwave says, oh boy, this is a good one. My family thinks I got a concussion slipping on ice. Reality is, it was a sex injury that led to discovering a tumor.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Can you put yourself in this guy's position for a second?
You're about to die because you have a brain tumor.
A sex injury literally ended up saving my life. My best friend at the time and I had a few drinks, and tensions had been there between us for some time. She invited me back to her room and tackled me onto her bed, where I hit my head hard on the bedpost.
So they never even did the sex.
Well, I don't know. Personally, if I was concussed, as long as I was not unconscious, I'd probably try to make it happen.
But is this a sex injury, or is this a...
it's an injury that came...
What's it called before you do the sex?
The sort of the foreplay injury.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We really need to be careful about the language we're using, because that might not be precise.
Right.
You know, if there was no penetration, this is probably... What you're looking at is really more of a foreplay injury.
Getting a little graphic now.
Sorry. She invited me back to her room and tackled me under a bed when I hit my head hard on the bedpost. The next morning, The next morning, concussion symptoms started hitting me very heavily, so I went to the ER. On my CT scan, they told me everything looks great, except for your brain.
As a doctor, would you say that? Everything actually looks great,
said,
champ.
Except for your old brain trauma. He said, I've never had brain trauma. So at this point, they told him that he's got a brain tumor. And he obviously needs to involve his family at this point. So he told them that he slipped on ice.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yikers.
So he's got surgery to remove it. It's non-cancerous, which, hey, good for you.
Oh, that is good.
It's benign. But his family still thinks he slipped on ice, and he sort of feels like he's not sure if he should tell them, or if he kind of just goes with the lie. That's a doozy.
That's
a doozy.
A definite doozy.
I wonder where they live where there's ice right now.
Oh, okay.
I guess
I don't know why, but I was envisioning in your kitchen, there's a piece of ice, and he just like Mario Karted and just like, wahoo, and slipping.
That would be a pretty shit lie. You're like, I slipped on an ice cube.
Cube, man.
Or a banana peel.
I can understand, like, maybe the roads were icy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just walking off the steps.
I guess it was sort of foolish of me, but I assumed they were in the U.S. It could be anywhere. But is it really icy anywhere right now? Maybe they're not. They're just in fucking Central Florida. And he was like, I slipped on ice.
I know Colorado snows in the summer occasionally.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess wherever he is, it's feasible because they believed it.
Yeah.
But he said he slipped on ice. Hit his head.
Hit his head. He could have been an ice rink.
Pretty good lie.
That's not a bad lie.
I feel like I would have just, you know, straight up come out with it. Why hide that?
I probably would have lied.
Really?
Probably.
We got different families, man.
Yeah.
So
yeah, your family probably would have thought that was hilarious.
They're like sick.
Sick, man.
Nice.
Your dad's like, nice, son. Nice.
Anyways, so what do you think? If you were in his position, would you kind of just bury it, just like take that lie to the grave with you?
And that's one of the things, especially like you went through a traumatic experience with your family, even you're like, guys, we're going to have to find out if this is benign. Like, I could have a life-ending brain tumor.
Right, because they didn't know that.
I could see how that could weigh you down. You're like, I just lied to my entire family.
That's true, but on the other hand, I guess you don't want to have that moment, that same moment, like, hey, mom, I have a brain tumor. Trying to fuck my best friend, hit my head on the bedpost.
Things got really found out. Heated.
You know, so you don't really want to have that conversation while you're trying to break this news.
Right.
So I understand why you did what you did.
Yeah.
I think it's excusable.
But now, you gotta clear the air.
It's benign. You get the surgery. It's going to get removed. You're going to be fine.
How did they find out it was benign before even cracking that skull open?
I'm sure they have ways, right? Like science and stuff.
Yeah, but I think the science is cracking that skull open.
Because they got to get a little biopsy, right?
Yeah.
Can they get a needle in there? It's got to go through that big skull.
That cabeza.
I'm not sure how they done did it.
I don't know.
Maybe he already had the surgery. I didn't read it carefully.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, you kind of want to clear the air of what happened.
You got to air that dirty laundry.
You know, and get it all out there.
So...
how do you
now tell? We're going to help you do that.
How do you tell them?
Because the boring person's going to say, just don't tell them.
Just don't tell them.
But that's not what we do here.
No. You could tell them that you did slip on ice.
Yes.
But it was a girl named Ice.
Ayo.
Hey.
So do they know this girl? Does the family know this girl? Sounds like they've been friends for a while. You didn't mention that,
but presumably, yeah. Maybe that adds to why he didn't want to say it, because, you know.
That could be awkward.
Maybe it's a family friend.
Could be a family friend.
You just want to let him know. You don't necessarily have to say who it was, though.
That's true. But if you're like my family, like if I was ever interested in a girl, then they're like, oh, who, we got to know.
We got to know.
So, you know, they could hassle him until they tell her.
I guess it would be kind of funny for the rest of your life when like anyone in your family mentions that time that you slipped on ice and got a concussion, and fortunately that led you to finding out you had a brain tumor, and you'd be like, yeah, thank God that I slipped on that ice. But in your mind, you just like teleported back to that day when you were like pants off, you know,
getting slammed into the headboard,
dick out, also, like hitting your head on the head on the
this is one aggressive post. Girl, man.
Yeah, what did she do to you, man?
Like, brother, that's an aggressive girl.
Yeah, she just kind of like threw you into that bedpost.
Yeah, gave you a concussion.
She went full on Mortal Kombat Scorpion and was like, get over here.
Maybe she has been plotting to kill you.
Oh.
For quite some time.
Yeah, you might want to let somebody know because that much, you know, the vendetta is not over.
All I can say is don't be in a room alone with her again. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good she's looking.
Yeah, because she might, it sounds like she sort of wants to maybe kill you or end your life.
Probably
in some way. You know, I've definitely had my share of sort of injuries in the bedroom, but I don't know that I've ever given myself a concussion. You'd have to be traveling at quite a good speed there.
You got some velocity behind that throw
to concuss yourself.
Do you feel comfortable sharing your injuries? Because I am very curious right now.
You know, it's just your run of the mill things. You hit your head on the wall.
You get the herpes.
You get a cramp in the outside of your foot.
I get cramps in the most untimely places and times.
Oh yeah.
So I can understand some of those.
You get a cramp, you know, you catch a limb to the nose or the face.
You get a stab wound.
It's, you know, anything goes in there.
9mm to the chest.
Regular sex injuries.
Uh-huh. Average sex injuries. Baseball bat to
if you don't
shin.
If that's what you're into. If you don't tell your family about this, like I said, every time over Christmas dinner, they're like, every year we pray for over Christmas dinner and we thank God that Jeremy slipped on that ice and got that concussion and found out that he had a brain tumor. And we know that that was God's plan. Hashtag God's plan. Hashtag Drake.
That's how a typical blessing goes before Thanksgiving. A lot of hashtags.
A lot of
You gotta.
You know, that's where we're headed. It's the future, you know. I'm just trying not to get left in the past here.
Right.
And you're just going to be like, you know, sitting there with egg on your face, like.
Looking like an egg face.
So I feel like you gotta get it out. You gotta tell them.
You gotta get it out. And I really like the funny approach by saying, funny thing was, her name was Ice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this whole time, I haven't been lying to y'all. I just didn't really tell y'all all the details.
I just was withholding some truths.
She must be like real butch. Did she like just pick him up by his pants and just throw him?
Kind of threw him by his belt loops. Just
right by the...
Toss him in
like,
there.
You ever seen that John Wayne clip where the kid's like... I can't swim. And then he's like, well, boy, you going to learn today.
Throws him in there.
And he just
yeets him in there. And that's what she did. She yeeted you right into that bedpost, you know, like a track meet. Zoom. You were gone.
Gone.
Yeah, but I mean, your parents are going to understand because they're, you know, they've seen it all, man. I know no one likes to think
they've
about
their
parents.
They've done the sex.
No one likes to think about their parents in that capacity, but like they know how it goes, man.
Statistics says that they probably had the premarital sex. So,
and they did. They obviously have had sex at least once because they got you.
Yep.
So you know they've been at it for some years now, and they
quite some time.
They've seen all there is to see. You're not going to tell them anything that's going to surprise them.
I think you should just go for it. I wouldn't. But you can.
I mean, I don't know if you want to pursue a relationship with this person who done give you that concussion.
Who wants to murder you.
But, you know, I guess I could see how that would be awkward.
Yeah.
But she sort of saved your life. I mean, assuming she's not trying to kill you. She sort of gave you that concussion, which led to you finding out about the tumor. So you sort of owe her, that kind of credit, you know?
There's two sides to this.
Yeah. Because she sort of deserves to be recognized for that, I think.
Right.
You know, like if you haven't yeeted Jeremy's head off that bedpost, he might not be here right now.
Well, a benign tumor wouldn't become. Well, could a benign.
Get big enough and it could press on the brain.
That's true. That's very true.
Get some of that internal hemorrhaging
that's
going on.
Very true.
You know, and you owe that to her.
I think you should at least take her out for a nice taco.
Yep. Taco date, probably minimum, I would think, repayment for sort of a discovery of a traumatic brain injury.
Yep. I think take her out for taco. Tell your parents. Just let them know. Get it off your chest.
Also, can we just talk about this? Like, let's jump out of his shoes and take those shoes off. Leave those by the door and let's put her shoes on and take a little walk. You're hanging out with your friend.
Uh-huh.
Tensions are high. You get ready to do the dang thing.
Do the dang thing.
You kind of toss him into the bed. You know, you saw it in 50 Shades. You're like, let's give this a try.
Like, man, that was great when they did it.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Accidentally kind of, you know.
Yeet a little too much.
And hit his head on the headpost, on the bedpost. And, but, you know, it's all good. You do your thing. Next morning, he's like, would it be okay if you sort of took me to the hospital?
Remember that time you yeeted me right into the bread post?
could you please take me to the hospital? I feel like I may be concussed. So you got to take this person to the hospital, and then you find out that they have a brain tumor. What a situation to be in on her end.
I mean, you're a hero.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You're a hero. And don't look at it any other way, Jennifer.
Don't look at it any other way.
You're a hero.
What you have done is nothing less than save a man's life.
From now on, anytime you have the intercourse with another man, yeet that fool into a bedpost so he can get his noggin checked out.
His mandatory CT scan,
mm-hmm.
which comes complimentary with every
act of coitus.
Yep.
Well, I don't think we solved your issue at all.
No, we just sort of talked for like a long time.
We just talked about your issue. But and that's fine.
Sometimes all we need to do is kind of talk through things, you know?
Just got
to
talk it out. And I think we made it more clear for you what you need to do.
Yeah, I think if you sort of look deep inside.
Real deep.
You had the answer the whole time. And you know.
You really have to dig through what we said. But
you know what you got to do.
You'll find it. Yeah. Well, this was a fun one.
Yep. Thanks for listening to our show. Do check us out, theyeastyboys.beer.
Pete and Michael, come
step
through.
Up, step it up. Check out Braxton at Braxton Brewing and Starter Coffee, both in Covington, Kentucky, Northern Kentucky.
Get on the Google. Type in
Google.
The yeastyboys.beer. And check out our webpage.
I still can't believe that .beer is an actual domain name.
What an amazing domain name. Check our website out. Submit questions. We would love to hear from you guys. I don't even care if it's just like, hey, we really enjoyed this episode. Or say, hey, we thought that episode sucked. Maybe do this differently. That's fine. We want some criticism. We want some feedback.
Give us your feedback. Send us your questions.
Send us questions.
Pete and Mike have...
Tweet at us your questions if you want. We really like things being tweeted at us because that's a good way to market.
Yeah, tweet at us at YeastyCast. Follow us on Instagram and all that good stuff.
Also, I ask a request from you, from all of you guys that are listening.
Pleasure sure you're talking to me.
No, not you. I have a request from you later after the show. Gotcha. So, if you enjoy the show, even just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
If you enjoy it just a little bit, I want you this week to tell one friend about this show.
Tell one friend. Tell a buddy.
Tell a buddy. And if you don't want to, that's fine. But do it. If you love the show, tell two friends this week.
Tell two friends. Review it on iTunes.
And, yeah. And then if you love it or even hate it, we want feedback. We do have the perfect 5 stars going. I don't know how. I don't know how in the world we have perfect 5 stars. Give us some feedback on the iTunes. But yeah, sorry for spamming you with all that stuff, but we haven't been good about encouraging you guys.
That's true. We just sort of give you all this free content and really don't ask you to do anything. You have a bunch of moochers.
Yeah, we need a little help. What our goal with this podcast is to just sustain it.
Yeah.
That's all we're trying to do.
Help us keep doing what we're doing, and I'll give you that beer fact.
Bring it on.
Aaron, what state do you think consumes the most beer? Wrong.
Wait, hold on.
There's no way you're going to tell me the right state.
Hold on. I will. And this is kind of a trivia. So, does it go by average per capita type thing? Or is it just like
That's a good question. I think it's beer per person.
Beer per person. I'm going to...
I guess you got to think about alcohol laws too.
Alcohol laws, is that what you said?
Yeah, you know.
Louisiana.
You know, I might have thought Nevada, just because Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's residents or visitors or it's alcohol sales. So I can't really say how it's calculated, but according to the internet, which never lies.
Never.
It's North Dakota, baby.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Nothing to do there.
Nothing to do but get shit drunk every day.
And driving would be real easy. I think there's only like 2 stoplights in North Dakota or something. That's true. Like that.
I was born in a small French town called Belle Fourche in South Dakota.
Can you say that again? That was kind of sexual.
The Americans call it Belle Fourche.
Kind of like Versailles over here.
Yeah. So I was born in Belle Fourche, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And can confirm not a whole lot to do unless you're in Sioux City.
I always forget you're from there.
South Dakota. Yeah. That's actually how they pronounce it there.
No,
they don't.
Okay.
North Dakota drinks more beer than anyone. Good job, North Dakota. You get a gold star.
Gold star. And this beer, Braxton, gets gold star from me.
Also gets gold star.
Very solid. We loved it. Thank you, everyone.
And we'll see you next week.
We love you.
please let this be done. I ain't got no time to waste. I've been looking for brighter days. I ain't talking about making money. I want you, honey.
Can relate to that one.
Yeah, as soon as he said that, I was like, why is beyond his years?